faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
When they tell us who they really are and what they intend to do, we should listen. Especially if the person doing the telling is New York Times columnist, Pulitzer Prize winner, Paul Krugman. He said the shocking thing you're about to hear while doing an interview sitting in front of a man-sized, blown-up photo of a book called Exorcising Hitler, as in exorcism, Exorcising Hitler.
We need to, obviously, we need to defang Trump as much as possible and make sure that neither he nor anybody who follows in his footsteps has power after the next two elections. But beyond that, we really need to do a thorough purging of the United States. We need a demogification, and that is, you know, I'm not going over the top by using a word that's very similar to the denazification that we pursued successfully after World War II in Germany.
Wait, what?
We really need to do a thorough purging of the United States.
Now listen to that last part again.
We need a demogification, and that is, you know, I'm not going over the top by using a word that's very similar to the denazification that we pursued successfully after World War II in Germany.
What exactly was denazification? It was an Allied initiative after World War II to rid German society, politics, and culture of Nazi ideology. It included the Nuremberg trials. Folks, what have I played for you exhaustively in the last 6 months? Democrat leadership, Democrat leaders like James Carville vowing Nuremberg-style trials for members of the Trump administration, including Pete Hegseth, Kristi Noem, Pam Bondi, Tom Homan, and Stephen Miller. I've played dozens of clips like this on my show. Here's just the most recent from James Carville talking about, and this is the route I think they'll go, I really do, is extraditing members of the Trump team to their friends, their socialist friends in Europe for a trial. It's a knockoff of the model that they announced they were going to use going into the last election. Remember, they were going to extradite conservatives for trial in the UK for speech crimes, for violating UK speech law from their basements on social media in America. Here's James Carville promising a version of that. And folks, again, I could pay you dozens more of these, but this is just a recap.
And then when it comes to this stuff you're doing in Iran, I got to tell you, you're getting really, really, really close to war crimes here. You're probably going to cross the line. And the one thing that Democrats are going to insist on in the 2028 election is that if you're indicted by the international courts, and we're going to protect your ass. Not going to protect you. Understand that. And they're all going to turn on you. And you know who's going to turn on you? What's left of the Republican senators. There may be 43 to 45 of them left.
So going back to Krugman, understand what Nazification was. It was a complete purge. In fact, Google uses that word, and it's AI. A complete purging from society of those who subscribed to the Nazi philosophy. They were banned from holding civil service, teaching, or leadership positions. And that doesn't count those, like I said, who were hunted down for their crimes and tried, like Democrats keep telling us they're gonna do. Nuremberg trial style. Well, but here's the thing, folks. We didn't kill millions of people. We didn't stand silent while the Nazis killed millions of people. We just beat them in an election. The only crime we've committed is disagreeing with them and the American people agreeing with us. Folks, the candidates that Democrats are nominating or that are leading in their primaries are a total reflection of where the base is. They've been lied to so hard for so long by the Democrat leadership that they think that they're living through a fascist Nazi takeover of their country and that the only way they'll ultimately win is responding with violence. That is why Graham Plattner is so popular in Maine, that he outpolled the sitting governor at 61%. Now, he's come down a little bit. But again, who is this guy? He is a guy who's willing, in fact, eager to get into the streets and hurt people he disagrees with. Recent comments have surfaced from him. He didn't join the military to protect his country or out of some, you know, sense of patriotic duty. He actually wrote in comments he did it because he wanted to kill people and wanted to find a way to do it. No organization on earth outside the Nazi Party strikes more fear into the hearts of people. It's still remembered many, many decades later than the SS. These are the ones who would disappear you in the middle of the night or send you to the concentration camp where they ran the gas chambers. These people are total thugs. And if you know the history of the SS, they're very much the reason that Hitler's Nazi Party was able to take over Germany. They were street thugs before they were Nazis. And if you weren't with them and you tried to speak publicly, just give a political speech, they would beat you and they'd beat your audience. And they were often in competition with the other group, the communists, who also were vying for power and would do the same thing. It wasn't unusual for the socialist street thugs to clash with the communist street thugs, and they even killed each other. Well, when it was all over, the socialists and the communists, the brutal street thugs, which were so admired by the Nazi regime, were absorbed into the SS. They were the most brutal of groups. People prized for their sociopathy, their ability to do what had to get done, impose violence on what were in many cases innocent people. See, no one on our side is actually paying attention to what Graham Plattner, the Democrat Senate candidate, self-avowed communist, with the SS Totenkopf on his chest till he was forced to cover it up, what he's actually saying to Democrats that makes them like him. We keep saying Nazi tattoo, Nazi tattoo. Okay, fine, but why do they love this guy? Why did he get to 61% over the popular sitting governor of Maine? Because of the violence. He's bragged that he's an Antifa super soldier, a soldier for communism, and most especially not just a member of the Maine Socialist Rifle Club, which says on their website that their goal is armed revolution. That's what they're training for. No, he's not just a member. He's a recruiter. Who's Antifa? Well, folks, to understand who Graham Plattner is or thinks he is or identifies with, you got to know their history. They didn't start in America. They started in Germany, because of course they did. They styled themselves after the violent street thugs, the socialist street thugs. They've been active there for decades. They only came here relatively recently. But they are the remnant of that violent street thug culture that became the SS. Does Graham Plattner make sense to you now? It's his rhetoric about revolution and his pedigree that they love because they want violent revolution. Folks, it wasn't too long ago on my show that I was regularly joking, geez, with candidates like this, how long before they're running ISIS and Al-Qaeda? The answer we now know is last night. They're running Al-Qaeda last night. Because the Al-Qaeda candidate last night won the Democrat primary in New Jersey for Congress. Introducing Adam Hamawi. The fact that this guy could actually win a primary is truly shocking, given his connections to the blind sheikh, Sheikh Omar Abdel Rahman. He was convicted of the seditious conspiracy in 1995 of the plot to blow up the World Trade Center, the first one, in which six people died, including a pregnant woman and her baby. His followers carried out the conspiracy, and Hamawi was one of those followers. The two were so tight, they took extensive road trips together, both throughout the Middle East and the United States of America, with Hamawi serving as his interpreter. Hamawi would later serve during his trial as a character witness, a positive character witness, defending the blind sheikh. But those aren't the most terrifying things. No, the most terrifying thing is his clear Al-Qaeda connection. The 9/11 Commission report describes the now defunct Benevolence International Foundation's operation in Bosnia as part of a impressive array of offices that covertly provided financial and other support for the terrorist activities of none other than Osama bin Laden himself in the 1990s. Folks, this group was the nexus of Al-Qaeda. The organization, according to Google, was recognized as a specially designated global terrorist by the U.S. Department of the Treasury and was subject to sanctions by the United Nations Security Council for its association with Al-Qaeda. And the Treasury designates it as a financier of terror. That happened back in 2002. Back in 2003, it was described another way in a court filing by the federal government that the Benevolence International was used by Al-Qaeda as a front to, quote, establish a base for operations in Europe against Al-Qaeda's true enemy, the United States, unquote. Hamawi actually worked for them throughout most of 1994, personally, in Bosnia. Now, here's the catch and what's helping this guy to sail through. He's Egyptian born. He also served as a former combat surgeon and is an Iraq war veteran. That doesn't sound very scary. I mean, if there's something wrong with the guy, he couldn't have gotten in the military, right? No. When he worked with the Al-Qaeda group, that was in 1994. Nobody really knew who Al-Qaeda was, wasn't paying much attention to them. They were not on the radar. Neither was Osama bin Laden. His service in the army does postdate, though, his testimony on behalf of the blind sheikh in their travels throughout the Middle East. So it's kind of terrifying what's getting into our army at this point. But now he's in Congress, folks. It is desperately time for Nancy Mace's bill, which I'm sure John Thune and the corrupt Republican leadership in the Senate would never allow to pass. But folks, we need to begin stripping people of the ability to run for Congress if they weren't born in America. It's getting worse and worse and worse. The enemies of America are now able to get through Democrat primaries. In fact, it helps them if they, one, clearly hate America, two, are immigrant or have an allegiance somewhere other than America, which is hated by Democrat voters, and three, have a propensity for violence, a resume of violence, or some kind of training like Graham Plattner that prepares them for violence. This is what the Democrat Party wants, and we desperately need to protect ourselves.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.